Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Claims America's given the UN power to tell you how to raise your kids, but where's the evidence? Keeping them honest. We begin tonight, as we do every night, keeping them honest, trying to look for facts, not supporting Democrats or Republicans. You can find that on other cable channels. Our goal is just reporting, finding out facts and the truth. We did that exactly last week when reporting the story that we're focusing on again tonight. Again, because the more we look into it, the more we find people in powerful and influential places saying things that just don't square with the facts. It's about a UN treaty that failed to be ratified by the Senate, a treaty that was meant to encourage other countries to be more like the U.S. on the issue of equal rights for the disabled. Now, if other countries adopt a better treatment of their disabled citizens, the idea is that disabled Americans who visit or live in other countries would also benefit. 125 countries have ratified the treaty. It was signed by Republican President George Bush, supported by the current president, and has the backing of senators from both sides of the aisle, including John McCain, and past Republican leaders like Bob Dole, himself a disabled World War II veteran. He was wheeled onto the Senate floor. You see him there for the vote to see, he hoped, the treaty ratified. Well, instead, after pressure from special interest groups, 38 Republicans, some of whom vowed to support the treaty, voted no. One of the loudest critics of the legislation was the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, the HSLDA. It's a powerful lobby group around the country whose leader you're about to meet. Now, they had some very strong things to say about the treaty, but the notion was basically this. If it were to pass, they said, the UN treaty would somehow let the UN mandate how parents of disabled kids in America cared for their children. Among the senators echoing that idea was Mike Lee of Utah. Keeping him honest, though, when I asked him to specify how this UN influence might manifest itself, last week I asked him this. Here's the answer he gave. Can you name any other UN treaty that has forced changes in U.S. law?
I didn't come prepared to cite Supreme Court precedent on this point, but it's a well-known fact.
But what you're saying is totally hypothetical. You're just saying you're using a bunch of hypotheticals, saying they're going to, you know, this is going to force abortion rights for disabled people overseas. Some groups are saying children with glasses are going to be taken from their parents. You're using all these very scary hypotheticals. You can't even cite one case where a UN treaty has ever impacted U.S. law?
I'm not aware of one person who's saying that children with glasses are going to be taken away from their parents. The Article 7 concern from the treaty relates to the fact that the best interests of the child standard will be injected into decisions regarding how best to educate and otherwise care for a disabled child.
Historically,
in the United States,
you can't name one UN treaty that has ever had an impact on U.S. law.
Well, I can't name one U.S. treaty that has been the deciding factor in a decision. It may well happen. I didn't come prepared to cite Supreme Court precedent.
Well, about that eyeglass claim I mentioned, the head of the HSLDA made it. You'll hear it for yourself in a moment. It also says the treaty would allow the United Nations to dictate, say, the number of handicapped parking spaces in church parking lots in America and allow U.N. bureaucrats in Geneva to change American laws. The evidence they cite, though, doesn't stand up to scrutiny, according to former Republican Attorney General Richard Thornburgh, himself the father of a disabled son.